Janice is with you. Janice, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what happened to you.
Well, it was 2011 and mobile phones, smart mobile phones were just becoming popular. And my mum was in hospital and I was going to Malta and I needed to keep in touch with the hospital. So I bought a mobile phone very, very quickly and took it abroad and thought, great, you know, I'll be able to ring the hospital when I need to and I won't have to worry. Anyway, being an IT person, I played around with the settings and I found this wonderful option called roaming, which allowed me to get my emails and I could go onto Facebook and all the things that I was missing when I was away, sadly. And I actually ran up a £750 bill.
Goodness.
And I was absolutely shocked to the core. And even worse, they barred me. I was in Malta for 10 days and they barred me after a week. So, of course, I then couldn't find out how my mum was getting on. No explanation. And this was Orange. I had the most appalling customer service. They didn't do anything about it until I sent a recorded delivery letter threatening them with the ombudsman. I refused to pay the bill. I thought they duped me into with poor email messages, one even encouraging me to continue roaming, and it was so unclear. I had no idea that I would come back facing this massive bill.
Did you pay the bill, Janice?
I took it to the ombudsman and I thought two for now, but unfortunately I lost. And I don't, having reread my letters and emails and everything and the ombudsman's report from 2011, I think I was treated unfairly. And I think that, okay, that the roaming charges have now been lifted, but I think in the same way as people have been able to get PPI back, the people in my situation that have been duped by these greedy mobile phone companies should get my money back.
It's horrendous, this story, isn't it, Alice? So Janice's story is a thing of the past now.
No, they're not really. I was in New York at Christmas. My phone bill, the cost of calls went up by 180%.
Goodness.
180% for one phone call. In fact, to make the call to the company to increase the cap, it cost me exactly what I was paying on the cap. So £30 to make one phone call. It was just the most ridiculous situation. And I was, I wasn't able to get Wi-Fi at that point. This is really common. You know, Janice wasn't stupid. Janice is an intelligent woman.
Yes.
She knows what she's doing. And there are many, many people. And I think this is a very interesting, and Janice articulated it very well, that you're now able to claim back the mis-selling PPI. And I think maybe there is a case for people who have paid roaming charges in excess of a certain amount to have a case to go forward. But I think we now need to put the message out. Yes, it's a great day for consumers that EU roaming charges are being dropped. It is official. You have to. If you're a UK provider, you have to drop those roaming charges. But we are only talking about Europe.
Yes.
There's only one mobile phone company that has destinations out of Europe. That's Three Mobile. If you're going with any other company, you've got to have a look at your destination. You've got to work out what the charges are going to be, not just you calling home and you downloading data when people are calling you. And you must look at the settings on your phone and look, am I downloading all my emails or can I just have the headline? Am I downloading all attachments or can I just say no attachments? Is Facebook, is Twitter feeding the data, constantly updating in the background? You've got to look at all those things before you go away, because otherwise you may think you're not picking up your phone, but it's working when you're not touching it.
And will these laws still apply after Brexit?
Oh,
there's one to
I'm going to lie down in a darkened room. You know, I just I shudder to think that we are going to go backwards on many laws that have been changed in favour of the consumer over the last 5-10 years. And I would like to think that this is one of them that will not change. So there are companies that made those changes irrespective of EU regulations. And I would like to think that they will stay in the foreground and keep these charges away. It would be ridiculous. It would be a big, big step backwards.
My understanding is that we can set, although they will be removed, the EU law will be removed in 2019, that we could still set the same or a better levels.
Oh yes, I'm sure that this will be a law that is enforced automatically.
Well, ladies, it's lovely speaking to you. Janice, thank you for your story, excellently told. And Alice Beer, always nice to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.